Elderly Texas border resident claims migrants sexually assaulted her at home. By Randy Clark on September 10, 2021. Eagle Pass, Texas. On Friday, Maverick County Sheriff's deputies responded to an emergency call in the early morning hours. The deputies arrived at an address on Edison Road and were met by a 73-year-old female resident who reported she was the victim of a sexual assault. The woman told deputies at least three suspected migrants broke into her home around 1 a.m., committed burglary, and held her at knife point while sexually assaulting her. The woman reportedly told authorities she heard a window break before she found three suspects in the home. The woman, who lives within a mile of the Rio Grande, told authorities she believes the perpetrators were migrants from Central America, based on their accents and appearances. Deputies report the woman complained about stolen food and money from her purse. The woman was later transported to San Antonio for medical examination and evidence collection. Despite a search conducted by multiple law enforcement agencies, the suspects remain at large. Maverick County Chief Deputy Roberto De Leon told Breitbart, Texas, "The crime is troubling. We place crimes of this nature at the top of our priority list for investigation." De Leon says his department is counting on residents to report any suspicious activity they may have witnessed at the time the incident occurred. The number of criminal migrants and gang members arrested by Border Patrol has risen 265% compared to 2020. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.